The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And a very warm welcome to everybody and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill. Hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers, and I am delighted to be joined on this edition of the podcast by Darren Owen. Darren, great to see you. And I believe this is the first time myself and you have been teamed up together to do the podcast here at William Hill.
Oh, I feel as though professionally today I have arrived.
Great stuff. Good to see you. Been busy of late. I've heard you race calling on a few of the race courses of late.
Yes, Bob. Yeah, it's been a busy old time on the Northern Circuit, chiselling away. This week I've been calling at Newcastle and Catterick. And I've had a few Scottish jaunts as well over the last few weeks. So, yeah, busy old time. And we're coming now to the climax of the jump season with those great spring festivals now coming up on the horizon.
And are you down at Cheltenham for the 4 days?
I am indeed, Bob. Yeah. Beginning to maintain my sequence.
Okay, and what's that?
I've been to every Gold Cup since 1983, the famous five, Dickinson's. Yep. I was at that one.
We're gone.
I've been to every Gold Cup since then. I was actually at the 1980 Gold Cup as well.
Wow.
When Tide Cottage beat Master Smudge.
Wow. That is so you wasn't there for 81 or 82?
No, I had to go to school.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and by the time you turned in 83, had you left school by
No.
then? No.
Let's move on.
Okay.
This is not a good advert. It's not a good advert for education.
If Darren's former head teacher is currently listening, you can still stick him in detention now.
This is not a good advert for education. I remember one year, the form tutor on the Monday had me in front of the class and said, are we going to see you this week? Of course, I lied through my teeth.
Yes. You've been there every year since 83 then? Wow.
83. I haven't done every day.
Okay.
But I've been to every Gold Cup since 83.
What's the standout for you then after all those years?
Lots of great memories, buddy. Lots of great memories. Obviously, that 83 one with the Dickinson Famous Five. Yeah, a marvellous achievement. I suppose the two that would stand out to me in the 1980s would be Dawn Run. Mm-hmm. Just an absolutely
86,
absolutely electrifying atmosphere that day.
Yep.
You know, the scenes in the winner's enclosure were just unbelievable, with the likes of John Joe O'Neill and Charmin Hill, the owner, being carried shoulder high. Just an amazing day, so atmospheric. And then the day Desert Orchid won and beat Yahoo at the course he absolutely detested, of course. Mm-hmm. And I went to all 3 days that year, and I was stayed in Cheltenham. And I couldn't believe it when I opened the curtains on the Thursday morning. It had been snowing. It had been raining. The ground was going to be hock deep. And everything really conspired against Desert Orchid. At a track, he really just didn't operate at. Because we all know, when it came to Desert Orchid, he was very well campaigned by David Ellsworth, very versatile when it comes to distances, but he really was a right-handed horse. He was a horse that used to really prefer going right-handed, in other words, clockwise. Of course, Cheltenham wasn't his track. But I maintained the faith that day. It wasn't for the faint-hearted, that Gold Cup. It was, as I say, running hock-deep conditions. Yahoo looked like breaking his heart.
Yep.
Halfway up the hill, but all credit to the warrior Desi Orchid. He rallied for Simon Sherwood, and again the hats were flying, the papers were flying. Tremendous scenes and wonderful atmosphere that day. So they would probably be the standouts in the 1980s. In recent years, of course, the Quarto Star, Denman years. I've had some interesting days at Cheltenham on Gold Cup Day. The time we were arrested. Listen, I didn't commit any crime, I hasten to add. a whole double-decker bus was arrested, basically. Everyone on this double-decker bus, not really arrested, but taken to the police station for questioning.
Where's this going, Daz?
It was the day Cool Ground won the Gold Cup in the early 90s.
92?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was on the train. I was going down to the southeast that evening because I was commentating at Lingfield for Extel the next day. Press Association.
Yep.
And I had my bag, I had my overnight bag, I had my bag with all my felt-tip pens and my stationery. And I said to my mate Richard, you carry my stationery bag and I'll carry my overnight bag. And we were getting on this double-decker bus. The double-decker bus was heaving, bursting at the seams in the car park at Cheltenham to go back to the railway station. We were some of the last to get on.
Yeah.
And I think the last guy to get on the bus had his pocket picked.
Okay.
Right? And he had his wallet, rather silly. He was rather
in the back pocket.
In his back pocket. So the police came, got involved. So basically, I mean, it was pretty obvious whoever picked this guy's pocket didn't get on the bus because the guy was one of the last guys to get on the bus.
Yeah.
But the police got on the bus and escorted the double-decker bus, all the passengers, through the shopping precinct in Cheltenham to the police station for questioning.
Wow.
Yeah. So I remember my mate had my bag and he said, well, this is not my bag, sir, but he got all his stationery out and all his felt-tip pens out here. I think the police thought it was rather strange, all his stationery and all, and the fact that it wasn't his bag. So obviously it meant a late arrival in London and the South East that night, yeah. So yeah. That was a bit of an adventure.
Did they find the person who...
I doubt it. I doubt it. Yeah, so that was just one of the many tales. I know there was a tale that we were at Cheltenham. One year, and I was with my press room colleague who was at that time commentating on greyhounds in the evening.
Uh-huh.
And we were dashing off to Oxford Dogs for the Pall Mall Trials.
Yeah.
Or the Pall Mall Heats or something like that. And he said, I'm not doing the last race. He was a race reader for Race 4. He said, we'll get off to a flyer. So we ran to the car park. We couldn't find the car, could we? We couldn't remember where we put the car. So we're trying to get a flyer, beat the traffic. We never got off the flight. It took us forever and a day to find the car.
Fantastic. Great memories for you there, being there on Gold Cup Day in more ways than one. I think it's fair to say. Daz, just very quickly before you give us your two selections ahead of tomorrow afternoon's racing, give us your nap of the festival, please, and also a horse we want from you that you think could run well at a bit of a price.
Yeah, well, look, I've got lots of fancies for Cheltenham. My nap would have been Santini until this week and not knowing where we stood with Santini.
Okay.
But I'm going to go for Bally Ward in the four-miler on Tuesday, the National
Andy Holding fancies him as the William Mullins horse.
Yeah, William Mullins horse looks a strong stayer.
Great Wiley Silks, isn't it?
It is indeed. I should imagine Patrick Mullins will be in the saddle.
Yeah, definitely.
Won a Grade 3 last time at Nace. Discorama was in that race holding every chance. Some people believe Discorama would have won. I'm not so sure. But all I know is that Bally Ward hit the line strongly. He comes across as a strong stayer, a potential improver. He was narrowly beaten first time out over fences. I do like Bally Ward in the four-miler. He would probably be my nap at this stage. And in terms of horses at prices, this one's around about 12 to 1, I think, for the Albert Bartlett on Friday. And that's Derin Ross.
Yes, yep.
It wouldn't be coming from one of the more fashionable stables. The Dempsey Stable in Ireland has got 2 3-mile soft ground form, soft ground wins in the book this season. I just like the horse's running style, the way he's been winning his races. Suggest to me that there's even more to come from this horse. Mm-hmm. And I don't think this horse would be inconvenienced, even though it's soft ground form.
Yep.
I don't think this horse would be inconvenienced on slightly drier ground either, looking at his action.
Okay.
But the ground is going to be on the soft side next week. So Derin Ross, he might be, I think he's just in double digits, and he's in the Albert Bartlett on Friday.
And Daz, because at the time of recording, should I say, yourself, Gareth and John are on air in 3 minutes' time. So really quickly, please, your two selections for Sunday afternoon's racing, please.
Two selections come at Musselburgh. I'm going for a horse jumping hurdles in public for the first time.
Yep.
And that is Native Fighter, trained by the excellent Jed O'Keefe, runs in the very first race. It's not a deep maiden hurdle. Native Fighter had form on the flat at around about a mile and a half, has Got soft ground form as well. It's never really soft at Musselburgh. They've had a real dry period at that track during the winter. It's good to soft, good in places tomorrow. Ground won't inconvenience this horse. His horse has won four times on the flat. As I say, it's not a deep race. And I think that Native Fires has got every chance of winning on his hurdles debut in that maiden hurdle at 2 o'clock. And then in the in the 2:30, I'll go for Lefranc, who won very nicely at Hexham two outings ago. Was on the floor last time when booked for a place, but Lefranc won very easily for Lucinda Russell at Hexham two outings back. Goes with cutting the ground, and I think has got every chance of getting back in the winner's enclosure in the novices limited handicap chase at 2:30. So that is Native Fighter 2 o'clock and Lefranc in the 2:30, both at Musselburgh.
Daz, thank you very much for your time as always, and I hope you have a great 4 days at Presby Park next week. Darren Owen joining me then here on William Hill Daily Racing Podcast. Great to have Daz here on the podcast. So do tune in to William Hill Racing Radio on Sunday afternoon. James Millman, Paddy Aspel and Will Haley are your team, and they'll be taking you through the action at Warwick, Musselburgh and Nace, and it gets underway at 1:40 p.m.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.